As you all know, psychological trauma has lasting and very damaging effects on a person. People who have survived abuse or neglect from a very young age, soldiers coming back from a war, and other kinds of people too, are all at risk for the disabling symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, for years and years. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, re-MDR, was the promise to do something unique. EMDR allows the body to feel safe again and to learn that a new life is possible. It is a set of standardized protocols that incorporates elements from many different treatment approaches. And it has helped millions of people of all ages find relief from many types of psychological stress. It is a somewhat unconventional approach, in which patients follow a beam of light back and forth with their eyes as they work with their therapists. The big goal of EMDR therapy is to understand completely the experiences that are causing problems, and to include new ones that are needed for full health. To process these experiences does not mean just to describe them and talk about them. Instead, it means setting up a state of mind that will allow these experiences to be understood in a healthy way. In other words, the big B emotional reaction will become much smaller over time. The inappropriate emotions, beliefs, and body sensations will be removed. In EMDR, the patient sits in a chair and is taught to think about a memory that is very painful. Then, with the guidance of the therapist, the patient thinks about this memory while following a light moving from side to side with his eyes. This causes his eyes to move from one side of his head to the other. The movement of the eyes stimulates the brain in a way that helps the person feel better. Although EMDR may produce results more quickly than previous forms of therapy, speed is not the issue, and it is important to remember that every client has different needs. For instance, one client may take weeks to feel safe enough with the therapist to be able to do the work that is required by the treatment. Another reason why EMDR may not be very fast in the eyes of many psychologists, why it sometimes has that reputation, is that some patients have layers of long-term trauma, so that when one issue is resolved, another one comes up. Sometimes, the next issue may be even more important. Also, treatment is not complete until the EMDR therapy has focused on the past memories that are contributing to the problem, the present situations that are disturbing to the patient, and what skill the client may need for the future. All three elements need to be addressed: past, present, and future. The good news is that this treatment works and people really do get better, a lot better.